What does taste say?
Then you said this to the father's of the after. So.
Right, so and that goes by the Gosson Moses. How does that work?
Right.
The Gemara doesn't say what it is. Gemara just says, "Sach be'achamina v'achol asum ha'shikub v'amamar achmona v'akapori." Kamash more doesn't say.
As Karas Gemara
says,
"Tosas
has dibor maschol." Oh, v'achil skachim shum kapori.
So, what's it talking about? Three Kohanim eating bezimun or Kohen with Yisrael?
Emelot bezimun. That's what they says. And Rav Benegeshim also says that way.
So does it mean the Kohanim amongst themselves, or a Kohen with Yisrael?
The brackets is in Zimun,
right?
And the parentheses is in Bracha. So the brackets.
But what's the Zimun?
Parentheses take out.
Where is it a quote from? Is it a quote from a Mishnah? Yeah. Is it a quote from a Mishnah? Kochayam the Zimun, or it's just the
sons of Brisa?
Or the Brisa?
He told me. Yeah. I told you because that's what Rabbi said even yesterday.
Sorry. Yep, it's Bezimun.
I think it's from the Gemara, but the Maskana Gemara about the Maskana, the Chalda was about the Rafa. Why would you go to Zimun? That just is.
I know, that's the problem. Because
doesn't the Gemara do that?
But it would be easier. In other words, because all you'd have to say is that since the Machayev is Kapara and Arachila,
right.
So therefore you can't say that it lends itself to a social sharing.
That was his svara. He said that your brother said yesterday. Yeah.
You want to say it on Zimun?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was his svara yesterday.
Yeah, where is he at today?
No.
And what are
so what's the Kamash Moran? What?
What are the Achilles Kachem Stam? Like, why is it
good? Achilles Kachem Stam is Achila. The same svara we said yesterday. No, is that lends it because the Torah is saying, eat, do an Achila. So I want to share my Achila.
Right.
Why can't I share it?
But the Kamash Moran's hard, no?
Yeah, what's the Kamash Moran? I think he said Tzvi Sin Gup Shayas, though. I think he said it.
Personal.
No, on the Kamash Moran.
Oh. I don't know.
That the Svi is after the Achila. In the Svi, there's no Vachla Samashikup Abraham. So, since the Torah says that in Berchus HaMazon, the Iker is the Svi, so it lends itself to Tziruf because of the Svi.
He did say that,
right?
Yeah.
Gotta get him back on more, is there again?
But even if the Achilas aren't mitzvahim?
So even though the Achilas, even though an Achilas. No, but the Torah is saying that the main thing of the Achilas is the Sphere. So therefore, it lends itself to Tziruf. You know what I mean? Even though the Achlosom Shakub Abraham is what? Is Kapara. But since Vachalta Vesavata, the Achilah and the Sphere ties together and the Yikr is the Sphere, so and the Sphere lends itself. So therefore, it's good.
I don't see how you make the move from Sphere to the Tziruf.
No, in other words, the Ikr of the Birchas HaMazon is the Sphere.
Yeah, but you're now this is according to the way you're learning about Zimun.
And Zimun is built on Birchas HaMazon.
The same thing. It doesn't matter.
Do you need a
the answer is that.
How do you create a group of
Achila? Well, that's what I'm saying. This is a group of Achila because you have Sphere.
Sphere is a condition of
Chas of Asavata. In other words, it's saying the main idea is not the Maisa Achila. It's not like by Chazar or Nisar Achila or by Matzah Achila Achila's Kazayas. It's a situation of Achila and Sphere. But the main thing is the Sphere. Because that lends the fact that the person is going to be Saveya lends itself to a sharing, because he wants to share in the experience of Svea with his friends. So it doesn't matter that the Virachalta is generated by Kapara. He still can share, because the essence of the experience is in the Svea. That's the Birchas HaMazon, you're sharing that experience.
The idea that you pulled out of Tosfos is not to say that Tosfos has to learn the
G.H. Bosphia.
Yeah, so where does that make a group? That's just the
No, so but that's what the Mechiyah Birchas HaMazon is, Achilas G.H. Bosphia. So the emphasis, it's not the end result is not Achila. The Achila has an objective which is fulfilled in the Sphia.
Correct, but that's
and that's why I want to share with my Chaverim. I don't want to share my sechilas kizayis with my chaverim.
But you need something superadded to create the sharing effect. That's what. In other words, like for instance, it's like you said in Tosis, just as an example, like you said in Tosis the other day that.
Right. And what's the maskana?
So you're saying there's a tear because of the sphere?
There's a tear from the achila because the achila really is a precursor of the sphere.
So is it social achila?
Nah, so it depends what the end of the achila. If it's mice achila, so then you have a good cash from kapara. But if achila is just a forerunner of the sphere, so then over here you can be a tzar for this achila right. Too.
The asher kuvarim doesn't remove that.
It's a chilas yesh b'sviya is the whole thing. So what do I care if I have a kiyum kapara in the achila? But that's not the main point in the mechayev of Birchas Hamazon. The main point is achila, which leads to sviya.
It's a different framework.
It's a different framework.
Depends on what your framework.
But do you have tzir in that framework? That's what you're trying to ask.
Yes. In the achila. I'm changing a little bit from what he suggested. In other words, it's the main thing in the achila in Birchas Hamazon is that the achila leads to sviya.
Right, right.
So that's why over here, if the main thing was achila per se, so then I have a problem because the achila is really kapara.
Okay.
But now that the main thing of the achila is that it's going to lead to sviya, that's the main characteristic of the achila, which is mechayvei in Birchas Hamazon, and which lends itself to zimun. So over here, the achila still is. The main, it still has sphere.
How does sphere automatically lend itself to zimun?
Soveya.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that lends itself to sharing it with you socially. Well, if you just can eat a kazayas, it doesn't lend itself to sharing.
No, I'm not saying a guy can have a meal by himself and he's soveya. Why does it lend itself to social automatically?
Because that. What do you mean automatically?
Because that's what you're saying. You're saying that it sphere automatically lends itself to zimun.
Achilas.
Achilas or sphere lends itself to zimun. How?
How? Because you're not going to share a sip of coffee with your friends.
But a guy can't sit down and have a meal by himself and be so bad and be very happy by himself?
I'm not saying that every time you eat, you have to.
So how does it lend itself to zimun then?
Because no, when you
lend itself to zimun.
Doesn't. Because you're going to bring out a meal. You're going to want your friends to be satisfied, and everyone's going to be, and you're going to you feast together.
Breaking bread
together. I'm not listening.
I'm not hearing it, no.
In other words. If you want a party, so you want to, I'm giving you an extreme example, you want a party with your friends.
Right.
So the main thing is not the mice achila, but that these achilas lend themselves to a party.
Mm-hmm.
So an achila that lends itself to, that leads to sviya, lends itself to a party and sharing.
Right.
That's what the Gemara said.
So that's why it's a mitzarev.
That's why you can.
If it's just a maisa achila, then you
in Tosfos again.
The question is, what is the activity?
Right.
That's machayev in Birchas Hamazon.
Okay, that here.
And then the question is, once you have that activity, how do I join my friends with me?
Right, right, right.
The practice of joining, the mechanism of joining. What Taisvis is talking about over there is the mechanism.
Right.
Okay.
We're talking about the thing.
Right.
So we're saying the thing is the achila shel sviya that lends itself to tziruf. Now how you effectuate that
is that Tosfos.
That's Tosfos.
Right.
A different point.
Yeah.
So you're saying even though they're all doing achila for kapara, they're still mitzayif into the social group? They're still eating socially together?
No, achila kapara doesn't matter anymore, because it's not achila shel kapara, it's achila shel sviya. That's the essence of the thing of Birchas Hamazon. And here it's also achila shel sviya.
And therefore they're mitzayifim into one group?
No.
And therefore you can, if you do it in the right way, then you would be able
mechanisms.
To, through those mechanisms, see, you would be able to be mitzarif.
But this is the basis
what activity allows
the mechanism,
that.
Then you could be mitzarif.
Yeah. Right.
In other words, this is the foundation for which if you implement the correct mechanism, you can be mitzarif the group. Meaning to say that you have two different types of people. A hab meal was
the Torah doesn't care about that. The Torah just cares if it's an achila shel sviya. The fact that the achila is because of kapara doesn't take away from the achila shel sviya.
Right, I understand that. But isn't the question, do you have group formation through this achila? Isn't that like the question?
If you group formation?
Yeah, is there a group eating or is it individual eating? Isn't that the question why the chayin
zimun? You mean the mechanism of tziruf?
Is there a group created through this achila? Now I'm going to say, since they're just doing achilas of kapara, they're not doing social achilas.
What do you want, man? Yeah.
So since this maisa allows for this state, you could have
yeah,
people.
That's right.
But if it was the maisa per se, just you know, then you would have a problem.
Exactly. But you view the maisa achila in terms of its ultimate objective. It still has the objective, when the person eats it, it still has the objective of sphere.
Still could, right. Could still effectuate that change of the state of the Gavra. So now it could be social. Because
you have the mechanism. He's not
saying that. Right, right.
I thought that was Gemara. That's what Gemara was saying.
Right, I thought that was a high. Yeah, it's really
true. But it is not Chiyuv Kapara, no?
So is that a question?
It's Maskana.
Maskana is a Tzachilah Shel Sphere.
And therefore they are being served into
the. That's exactly. Therefore it went to
Tzachilah. It's not personal.
Why are they eating? The maisa is kapar, but they're really eating like everybody else eats for sviya. They want to enjoy themselves. Or said by Zimun Kizayas, Achilas Kizayas. So then you wouldn't be able to be mitzarev. The achila maisa Achilas Kizayas is really kapar. So it doesn't lend itself to tziruf. But the Torah didn't say it that way. The Torah says it depends on what your objective is. If your objective and your experience is sviya, that's the achilah that you're chayev in Birchas HaMazon. And over here they're also doing. They're not malachim. They're not saying, "I'm just doing this for kapara. I don't care about sviya." No, they want to be sadaya. They want to enjoy themselves. Like the Pultachina Rebbe used to say.
The which Rebbe?
The Pultachina Rebbe in New Hampshire. So he was. The word is even. I looked it over last night. So the Gemara says, "You show the Gemara. You check the Gemara." She says Zeman and. The Taisa says Zeman, the Geshem says Zeman, the Gemara says Zeman again. Can you get away from it? I think it makes a lot of sense now. So what is Achilas Shel Taiva? Sviya. So the fact that the Maisa Achila is Machaper has nothing to do with the fact that it's an Achilas Shel Taiva.
And what's the Havmina now? How was the Havmina?
The Havmina was you just look at the Maisa Achila.
Right. The nature of that mice.
The nature of the mice.
Okay, it's kapara.
The Gemara says, no, once you have sviya, it changes the whole character of the thing.
Philosophically, isn't that like a little...
Yechayv and a bracha when you're nana.
Bracha samad, yechayv and
sviya. He's nana. In other words, once you... Asa lovin wehanas benolam azeb lo bracha. So the machayv of bracha is a nana, so he still was a nana. The Gavra was still a nana. Like the rabbit says, Lama lo yavarach, there ain't nana. You can't create a zimun, you can't share this. Zimun is a sharing. You don't share this because it doesn't lend itself to sharing. But the Gemara never had a habmini be patta from Berchus HaMazon because you were nana.
You're probably bringing Suda
Sof. That Rav Yaakov, I forgot the name, but it wasn't Yaakov, was it? Holds that Shinui is not Kona.
Like by Shammai.
So the Gemara says, how do you know that Shinui is not Kona? Because he says, Aresha goes also Achitim Va'afa, the Hotachana, the Afa. Isa. So Kate said Mavarech. So the Gemara says Ainz and Mavarech on the nights.
Right.
So the Gemara says Shinu b'mkama omeres.
Right.
That's why the Ram doesn't have it because he paskins that Shinu is Kona.
Right.
Metaraisa.
Right.
Okay, so that's good.
Strange, because you're Maka Ricardo, and it's funny. That's
what's that? Yeah, you're right. It's not a super halacha.
It's a good thing to know that way, though, otherwise we wouldn't have a...
So that's why the Ram leaves it out. So he has kol ochel davar aser. Bein bezodin, bein bezgoga, enim of ochel lo betchilu lo besof. Even if it's midrabbanan, Hashocha Maisa Rishon Shalom Nitlu Trumosov or Maisa Sheni Vehekti Shalomftu Kilchas and Enim Bavarach. Then Sarach Lomar and Machal Mavel Sutrefus and Shosel Yayin Esach Rekhazim. Okay.
Lashon of the In Sarach Lavarach?
In Sarach Lavarach.
Why
is there a bigger chiddush for those cases than I think it's an answer, but why is there in Sarach Lomar sounds like it's a bigger it's right, the other cases are a bigger chiddush than this one.
Well, isn't that like a Kal Vachomer?
Why is there Kal Vachomer? Just it's the same case in both also, what's the difference? Right?
Well, because said even was also Derabana.
No, the first case is Deraisa. The Tevel is Deraisa.
I understand, but she says even up
in Chaim is Nishamayim.
Because it's going to be Kal Vachomer.
Fixed, no? Right, so therefore. But either way, it's just as also Chaim is Nishamayim. You see, from here, the problem is not the Maisis, the problem is the Chetza.
Right.
So the Chetza over there, like, in theory, it could become true. You could take off the true of Maisos, or Maisos Shein Hektish, you could be pulled to them. So like the Chetza is not intrinsically Aser, it's like a condition of Aser.
So why should it be?
What?
Why should it be the Chetza?
As opposed to the Maisa?
Yeah.
That's a good question. But we're just trying to deduce that it's...
Right, but you're right. The reason is... Because the reason why it's Einzim Varach Almanites is because it's Mos.
Right.
So if you say Tevel is Mos because it wasn't Nidla Chamaso, it's just Chasa Maisa.
Right.
But it's not intrinsically Mos.
Right. Mos, you mean Nidla Bel and Trefa.
Right, it's Lefnei Hashem, it's Dov Mos.
Right.
So therefore it's Einzim Varach Almanites.
Right.
But over here, but Yayin Esach and the Veils and Trefas, those are intrinsically Mos.
Right. That's a good question. Like it would seem like a diak, but the beginning says beim bezadim beim mishkara.
Right.
It would seem ba'ones. It would be like if you're sick or something, you have to eat it.
Mi heretar.
To eat nevel and treifa.
Then right.
You make brachos.
That's right. Yeah.
Doctor told you had to have a ham sandwich.
Yep.
Make bracha.
Love that doctor.
Yeah, when you say it's maas, it's the chas.
Right. That's what balas maas.
It's a difference in terms of maas. Lefnei hamakom, it's different.
Because you have a hatah.
Because it's chasa maisa. It's not intrinsically asar.
No, but it's in nevela. If you have to eat nevelas on Yom Kippur.
Oh, yes, in the other way.
On Yom Kippur.
Right.
In nevela. If you have
to eat nevela. Right, it's a sec.
So if chasa is maas. If it were then a maisa, it's not a maisa asar because you have a hatah. But if it's then the chasa is maas, then.
No, it's not maas if it's a mitzvah to eat it. Under those conditions, it's not maas.
Right.
He's saving his life.
So somehow that changes the status of the chatzah.
Absolutely.
But I mean,
the chatzah stems from the yisur.
No, but you know,
the yisur is mos.
You know the mark is mos by Arel by Pesach.
Yeah. Right.
So it's Arel is because he's mos.
Right.
So why don't you say here if the whole meat is mos of the chatzah? So then who cares? It's mutter. The chatzah is still mos. Nothing changes because it's mutter.
Because. Over there, you can separate the awos from his chi of milo. Because there's nothing in the awos which shows that that he's allowed to have it because of meso echal machmas milo. That's history.
Right.
But over here, he's eating it now because he needs to mechuyif to do this meso
chilo. I mean, like the current situation is because of constant flashes.
Yes.
It's
a
historical fact or something.
It's a historical fact.
He's in
the how do you know? When you look at
it's
the
a condition, that's it.
The
condition
is
Mias.
I mean, Mias recognizes the current situation. If that that's if you can eat it. But historically, it doesn't affect Mias at all.
The activity is Mias. It's a Maisa of Hatzalah.
Right.
You'll say like Halacha Chaf.
Halacha Chaf? Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Yimachal to my application, Roy El Aniyam, my Jerishan Shnal Shumaso.
It's different because the mai is the mai.
Right.
The Gemara talks about that. That's Gemara.
Right, else he could be mafker his soul, his nechus.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Let's take the record.
אבל ברוך תחיל בסוף, למה לא יברכו, הול במיינו?
So what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say no.
And
some Baruch Hol Menites.
Wait, what happened?
So how could you be, how could you cause a person to be Menites Hashem?
Right.
Chol Tevel.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't
have
it.
Tevel, because we're in a rush. It's Daf Lamed in the Daf Rush.
Shin Rachel Tzuvah Vesof. The Rav is Al Hisigla. The Rav is Al Hashem. Tav is a Tos Gedola. Shalom Rein Nevarchan
Al Shem. This is Tos Gov.
Yeah.
It's Tos Lashin Zohar Lashin Nekeva.
Tav.
Yeah, check it out. One of them is wrong.
What does yours say? Yours says Gedola?
And the Raven?
The Raven says Gedola.
Raven says Gedola. You have what?
Tos Gedola. In the Rosh.
Rosh says Tos Gedola.
Yeah, Rosh says Gedola. What does your Raven say?
Like a dollar, shake it down. That's a. Is that a?
That's the Divrei Chamudos.
Divrei Chamudos, yeah.
Shuvei Tala. Yehi Kedvarav. V'chein Muchach Mehel Dami Neperek Hamas Sanhedrin. Hagozel.
Who Perekah Gozel Vakama?
The Perekah Gozel Kama. Harei Shagozel Sochit Amechaver Atochna Ofa Veifesh Menachalains and Varachal Menaitz. Mashma Shachayim Lavarech. Aval Shabirchosel Hiniyutz. Because there's Ains and Mavarach El Menaitz. I mean, it depends how you read that.
I know, it's like, could read the other way.
Read the other way too, Ains and Mavarach.
Why is it Mashma?
He should be Mavarach, but it's not going to be a Mavarach, it's a Menaitz, and therefore it's no good.
Yeah. But then I have to say is because it doesn't say in Lo Yivarach Elav, or Asr Lo Yivarach Elav.
Yeah, but it's still giving you the reason.
I mean, that's why it shouldn't be.
That's why.
Yeah.
But anyways, he owes Mashma that way. He owes, like you said, should have said Ains and Mavarach. She said in
Varchalavimnesh, who can eat or something?
That's a nice one.
Doesn't say a statement that it's also Varchalav. It should have said it. Simple shot is a Chiyuv Bracha because you always a Chiyuv Bracha when you have a Na. So right. If it's telling you there's an example, you should have said straight out, don't make a Bracha.
Right.
Okay, what does he say? In the different commands, do you have anything to say? It says Kate said Mavarach means how can this guy make a bracha? Angel Mavarach El Menaitz. The mashman, the matama, can't sit after Shea Varech, hello, my Mavarech, ain't Elamanites, Hilkhalaya Varech.
What else could it mean there? What else is going to say, Kate's Mavarech? How do you make a regular bracha? Like, according to them, what is it saying? But then he doesn't answer the question. Like, what's it saying, Kate's Mavarech?
Right.
Right? I'm just saying, according to them, it's not saying anything.
I mean, the Kate's Mavarech.
What's Kate's Mavarech doing, according to them?
Right. Okay. We'll leave this for some other people. To go in. Oh, okay. That would explain it.
Yeah, I just seen,
okay. That would explain it. Could be that two different guesses.
They talk about the different guesses the Rosh
had. All right, but let's understand the Rosh. We have the Rosh and the Ravid. Who else sounds like the Ravid? Nobody else, just the Rosh and the Ravid. All right, it's enough.
Yeah.
But the Ravid seems to be convinced because of Svara. That's the question. What's the
Ramach? The Ramach also does. He has a different question.
Ramach also will.
Like the Rav, it says Lo Noher Zev Mechimish Avar Ver Achas Yasa Shtaim Shiyanim El Mazav Lo Bracha.
Mishnah lo amar ki im imazamin alav sheinor lekovo bechuba uitstarif imo. I will be vada yivarech laatzma shol yehanimin alam below bracha bechim pirshu rabosai.
Who's
the Rishon?
Yeah, he's the bring down the side of the Ramah, right? No, Skelmbor.
Yeah.
So not the Ramah? The Ramah and Ramah?
No, no, no. Ramah was not around. I don't think it was Rishon.
That's Ramah.
Ramah was Rishon.
Is it with a chaf, right?
Yeah. So why should we have two Issos? Two Issos? It's true, it's going to be over, but then it was a blown Zebul Bracha.
No, but you say it's not a Ramah.
So why is the difference? It only means
what do you do? Don't eat. That's better.
From the Yitz.
So be now over a third, I think. Rishon Lechalik.
What?
They ate it together, so they should be Mizameh. If you say you worried about Yisurim, so isn't it saying Rishon Lechalik?
You mean, so why does the Rav say they're not Mizameh?
Yeah, and Rishon Lechalik. No, but if you're going to give the reason, because why should be over an additional Isser, so we know. Shalosh Rishon Lechalik, and Rishon Lechalik, that's it, Isser.
I have Mizameh.
He's saying there's no Mephias.
But he explains that the Zeman part a little bit.
If they happen to. Well, what do you mean there's no Kavius? How does that work?
That's a good question.
Were you saying they're not allowed to be going?
Didn't the Rosh sound like the. It's a dumb question.
Right, yeah, they don't say the Ram most of the time.
Yeah, like where's the Ram coming from, yeah.
Well, but the way the Rosh phrases is very strange. He's Machai to Mimavarech, the Gavra's Machayev to do a Mycenaeus, but it's Neitz. I mean, that's like.
But yeah, that's true. He does say.
He says it.
He says Mavar Avolzen Avolum Avolzen Niyitz.
Yeah. So the God.
Yeah.
So God is Mechayev to make a bracha, which is Niyitz.
Which is Niyitz.
That's interesting. He's not helping his cause too much there.
That's true. That's true. I know. That's true. It stands out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. I like the God is Mechayev to make a bracha Niyitz.
Right.
Strange deal.
That's a funny kind of chiyuv. He's funny kind of kima mitzvah.
Oh yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of a Jew is this? The guy goes and he steals. If you want to take the Gemara, it wasn't me, Yaakov. Forget me. But anyways, the guy goes and he steals, and I'll take the case of stealing. Goes and he steals, and then he makes it into a an Issa, right? And he asks him a Varach, right?
Gives Saka to.
You give stucker to
him? Most Jews. Most Jews. Off on the
What
kind of a Jew is the guy steals? He steals food and then he insists on making a bracha. What's the answer?
Shchita.
Well, more common is a bracha. And I'm not going to eat without a bracha. But I stole it. Okay, shchita is a little different. Shchita is that's already a different issa. But here he has to be mevarach. What kind of a Jew is this? What's the answer? The answer is he's Mora Heter on the Gesel. I'm just isolating Gesel. I want to make it easy to understand what the Rav is telling you. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want to present it in a way that it's a little simpler to go into the Das of the Rav. So the Rav is saying that this is the guy who was Mora Heter on the Gesel. Okay? But now if he's not Mavarech, he's breaking his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu completely. He's thankful that he has what to eat. He's more heter on the Gesel. And he shouldn't be Mavarech. I mean, that would be worse.
Yeah, he's giving shout they didn't catch him.
That would be worse. I think it's a Ramban somewhere that says, somebody quoted it with me when I was a kid. I don't remember, I never saw it. But that even a Ganef, if he has Betachan, the guard helps him somewhere. I don't know.
It's Mavarech that got his robbery in his Shemoneser, that the robbery should go well.
What was it?
It's business deal.
I mean, I don't want to say the place, but in a certain area within the city, they stole $10 million from the government. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they kept all the mitzvahs.
Right.
Gave meiser, gave tzedakah,
sure.
You know, made brachas.
Yeah.
Davin, bought tefillin with it. I mean, the answer is because they're more heter on that. So what would you tell them? Don't do all these mitzvahs? Because it's with stolen money? The answer is that if the guy didn't be mevarech, he'd be breaking his relationship completely with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you know, the Ramach, when you quoted me the Ramach,
man,
that's exactly what he's saying, actually. I didn't say the Ramach. But I picked it up from the Rav who says, Loma lo yivorech.
Make him do another
Isser, right? But that's a Ramach, clears it up. Just, yeah. Make him do two Isser,
right.
A worse Isser. He's not Makil Hashem or Asim Aloha.
But isn't that worse because that'll keep him from recognizing
what? So the Gemara is saying that really he thinks he's being frum because he's making a bracha. But actually it's niyutz. Because the chefza, because it's a dover gezel. It's a dover gezel. Right. But he has no choice. It's niyutz, but it would be worse if he wouldn't do it.
But how could he do it if it's niyutz?
You don't understand. What he means is niyutz because that's not frum. It's like saying a guy steals and he goes and he gets stuck, or he goes and buys a lulav and esrog. But he wouldn't tell him not to buy a lulav and esrog. But really, klapei shmaya, what kind of a mitzvah is that? It means in reality it's niyutz, but he would be worse if he wouldn't be menayutz. Then he'd have no recognition of God altogether. At least he recognizes that he's lucky, he's fortunate, that he has what to eat, and he has to thank Hashem for it.
What's the case by the lulav gezel?
That's
so if I stole the money.
How often do you find a guy who steals money in business? He's dishonest in business, gezel. And then he goes and he gives tzedakah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to tell him not to give tzedakah? He's use it for himself. That would be worse. But that's the same thing. It's menayitz. It's menayitz.
Yeah.
All the time here, all the time.
Right. Niyutz is objective.
Because this is going to drive him further away from a God. But God says, this is not really a problem.
So, let me ask you a question. So,
you're fooling yourself. You think you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing it. This came through a terrible thing. You're corrupted. You're distorted.
So you think that? So you would say then that if I mean it's a side question, but just a little philosophically. So you would say that because they had this shiloh with a lot of institutions, that you would say that if a guy was convicted, he was known crook, and now he gives money to a yeshiva, the yeshiva should take the money. Not a problem.
That's a different question. Then you're asking their side.
I'm just asking Ray. What do you think in that case? I mean,
the worst type of thief.
Hungry.
It's a guy that cheated on a contract. That's all.
So now the guy. In halachic framework, if you want to say so, in other words, the guy is nenes, and now he has to be mivarek. That's it. Because he wants to be nenes, he has to be mivarek. That's
right.
In halachic framework.
That's right.
In halachic framework, it's simply the guy right nenes.
That's not the
same. Now maybe the Rambam says the other
one. It's the case in the Rambam. The case in the Rambam is by Tevel, so you know, he's more a heter.
Right.
All right, so I'll give Tevel a little take off trouble later.
Right.
So the thing is, he's more heter. The kohen is very rich anyways. He doesn't need my little chumah. So he's more heter, and the same thing with the. He said it doesn't matter. I mean, a person can be more heter on anything. Okay, I'm not feeling well. I need the chazer. It makes me feel better. It's for my health. I mean, there's many.
It's just a lot.
The better eat it. It's better if I eat it. I'll feel better. I mean, a lot of. Types of
when you do at a higher level,
right? So the thing is, that's what the Rebbe is saying. That's the Rebbe's argument. It's a good argument. It's a very good argument.
Right.
Why should I be merachim myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely?
Right.
That's why the Rebbe understands it so well, and that's why the Rosh understands it so well. And also, he spells it out the most. I didn't see that before.
Ramach.
That's good. That's very good.
Could you hear that? That's brought down in the writer?
No, so
Ramach.
Yeah, I'm saying it's brought down
in no.
the writer. No. I got on the Ramach. In the frame.
Oh,
okay. I just bring down the Ramach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good question. Why can't you be Mizami?
Right.
That's simple.
Yeah.
Because Zimun is a social sharing. And something which is usher in the nation,
right,
in terms of that society, doesn't lend itself to sharing. That's what he means. because the society put an isser on it.
Right. Because that's like condoning it already.
In other words, no.
When you do an avera, it's a personal thing. You don't have averas, barabas.
Yeah, you can't. In other words, it doesn't lend itself to sharing.
You mean halachically it doesn't lend itself to sharing because it's an object that in this society is banned.
Even if they're all doing the same mitzvah together, even they're all even tenfold.
It doesn't matter. It's an objective ban.
Right. We can't be zamen and chatzetz.
Yeah, you can't be. We say butler daito is lester. Okay. Now what about the Ram?
What if he's eating with the kohen now?
Say I want to share my sudas issa with you. Because what he's eating is issa.
Right. For him, it doesn't
lend itself.